Hello again, everyone. This is Pastor Mark Campbell. Good to be with you today. Boy, the cat just was scared to death as the rooster crowed. And I hope that if you're listening to this in the morning, that rooster hasn't scared you, that you're accustomed to hearing that in the morning as we have begun our morning devotions. And so here we are again, and today I'm going to read a couple of verses. Philippians chapter number 3, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." This week I saw on the wall of a school library, I read this quote by C.S. Lewis, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start and change the ending." Think about that. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start and change the ending. And of course, that immediately brought to my mind that passage of Scripture. "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Paul was a man that probably would like to change his past. There were some things that was in his past that he did, the sins that he committed, that he would like to change, but alas, Paul couldn't do that. Paul had sinned greatly against God. Some of the sins that Paul had committed cost others their lives. I'm sure if Paul was given the opportunity, he would like to push the reset button on life and maybe start all over again. And again, how many people have you heard say that? But if I could just start my life over. But here's what we know. That's not possible. We can't go back and change the past. We can't go back and change the beginning. What's in the past is in the past. And we can't change that. Another thought which Paul's expressing here. So when Paul's talking about forgetting those things which are behind, he's remembering the fact that, you know, I was a sinner in the past. I committed some horrible sins. And if I could go back and change those, I would, but I can't. So I'm going to forget those things which are behind. Another thought that Paul's expressing is the fact that he counts himself not to have apprehended. In other words, Paul can't look back at his past good deeds since he's been saved and think that because I've done these virtuous deeds in the past, that I've done enough. I have accomplished enough. I have apprehended. I have achieved the high calling of God. I am everything that God wants me to be. He can't look at his past and say that's good enough. You see, Paul had not yet reach the point of perfection. Paul couldn't rely on yesterday's victories to say, "Oh, that's sufficient for me and my Christian walk." So what we see is that we need to forget those things which are behind. So whether it was because of sin in the past, or whether it's because of faithfulness in the past, we need to forget it. We can't allow the sins of the past to pull us down. Neither can we allow the victories of the past to cause us to be lazy. We have to continue to press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's exactly what Paul tells us to do. He says that he presses towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is Paul saying? To go with our quote, you can't go back and change the past. You can't go back and change your beginning, but you can start and change your ending. So what Paul is saying is, even though I can't go back and change my beginning, I want to focus on changing my ending. And how's he going to do that? He's going to change his ending by focusing on what's ahead of him. Can he remove past sin? No. Can he rely on past victories? No. What can he do? He can press forward. He can press forward to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we see Paul is changing his ending by focusing on the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now I want us to think about that high calling of God. What are we called to? We know that we've been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Peter talks about being called to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, and in following in the footsteps of Jesus, we will live apart from sin. Paul tells the Corinthians that they're called to fellowship. Also, Paul reminds us that our calling is according to the purpose of God. You find that in the book of Romans in chapter number 8. So this morning, I want you to think about the course of your life. You can't go back and change the beginning of your life. Paul encourages us then not to allow the past failures, to keep us from future faithfulness. No matter what your past is, you cannot change it. But what you can do is change your ending. You can change the ending of your family. By choosing to live faithfully today, your faithfulness may influence others in your family to live after Christ. I'm thinking about those who are new Christians, those who are just maybe the first one in their family, excuse me, to be a follower of Jesus. Your faithfulness may change the future or the ending of some of your friends or some of your co-workers. You just need to keep being faithful because of your faithfulness. Your faithfulness is going to affect the life of others, and you can change not only your own ending, but the ending of someone else's life. Now, I want you to also think about one of Satan's most utilized tactics is to remind you of your past. He'll bring up your past sins and your past failures to try to convince you that you cannot live a life that's well-pleasing to God. If Satan tempts you in this way, claim this passage of Scripture. Tell Satan that you are forgetting your past. Tell Satan that you remember that your sins are covered in the blood of the Lamb, that your past has been redeemed, that you have been washed. I love that about Paul talking to the Corinthians when he said, "And such were some of you, but you are washed. You're not what you used to be. You used to be a sinner, unconverted sinner, but now you're washed by the blood of the Lamb, and you're changed. And what the sins that you committed in the past, that is your past." Tell Satan that as you claim this passage of Scripture that we've just read, Philippians 3, tell Satan that you recognize you're covered in the blood of the Lamb, that the focus of your life is not going to be on your past, but your focus of your life is going to be the high calling of God, that you're going to live for a new ending. Forget those things which are behind, and press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So today, Lord, we bow to You, thanking You that You have washed us. You've cleansed us. You made us whole. You have made us new. God, we are thankful that You have told us that You have cast our sins into the sea of Your forgetfulness. God, help us to remember that our sins are gone. Help us to forget them because You have forgotten them. Dear Heavenly Father, I also pray that You'll help us to focus on the calling that You have given us. Help us to press towards the mark of the calling that You have upon us. Show us how to press on in life to achieve the purpose for which You have called us. And thank You, Lord, for calling us out of darkness into Your marvelous light. God, help those that are listening today to know who they are as a child of God, and help them to press on to the high calling that You have given them today. Thank You that we know that Your Holy Spirit makes it possible, and it's all made possible because Your Son, Jesus Christ, died on a cross for our sins. Thank You, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I pray this devotion will be a blessing to you. Until tomorrow, we'll see you. Pastor Mark Campbell saying good night.